United's first Dreamliner enters service. The Seaplane Forum is reaching out. The Virginia Volunteer Pilot Group flies its first missions. This is Aero News for Monday, November the 5th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. United Airlines has successfully completed the FAA certification process for its 787 Dreamliner, and the aircraft entered passenger service beginning with its inaugural 787 commercial flight departing Houston for Chicago yesterday, Sunday morning at 0720 Central Standard Time. United's first Dreamliner arrived in Houston on September 28th and began a month-long certification process that included non-commercial flights to several of United's domestic and international stations, totaling more than 100 flight hours. During that time, the aircraft underwent a series of test scenarios, including diversions and simulated mechanical issues, in thorough preparation for service. A virtual tour of United's Dreamliner is now available through the United Hub at unitedhub.com and on the Media Center at unitedcontinentalholdings.com. That's for those of you who don't have tickets to fly the airplane. The virtual tour provides a detailed look at the aircraft's unique characteristics through a variety of animated interactive features. The tour enables viewers to sample the Dreamliner's United Business First seats, electrochromatic window shades, 6 styles of LED cabin lighting, and more. The virtual tour also includes segments of the 787's state-of-the-art flight deck, crew rest areas, and lavatories. Who would want to miss that on a tour? As well as information about the Dreamliner's General Electric Gen X engines, wing technology, and cargo capabilities. A facts and figures section of the tour offers a series of graphics that illustrate the Dreamliner's capabilities and specifications. United has received 2 of the 50 Dreamliners that it has on order. SeaplaneForum.com owner and editor Jason Baker has announced a new section on his Seaplane message board Friday, aimed at recreational boaters and other water users. Both groups have been operating safely, respectfully, and efficiently alongside each other for several decades now, with no major accidents or incidents to report. The growing aviation forum, which enjoys international reach, has reached out to boaters and other water vessel operators and owners to get communication and collaboration between boaters and seaplane pilots started. Initially, this effort is primarily focused on networking and fun, with a goal to expand exchanges about invasive species, as well as to overcome public and government misconceptions about safety of their joint operations, which has a tendency to lead to over-regulation. The ultimate goal is to combine more resources and expertise in the water flying and boating worlds toward mutual benefits. SeaplaneForum.com is funded by industry sponsors and private supporters and has grown from 8 initial founding members in April of 2010 to more than 400 in about 2.5 years. Well, with so many reports of devastation and human suffering left in the wake of Superstorm Sandy, it's reassuring to at last be able to report some good news for change. When a request came for someone to fly aerial surveys of the town of Saxis on the eastern shore of Virginia after Hurricane Sandy, the newly formed Virginia Volunteer Pilots Group put out a notice to their members, and 3 of them immediately responded to the call. Pilots for Christ, its Virginia chapter, the Mercy Medical Airlift, and Pilots in Paws members all volunteered for the mission. On the morning of October 31st, a pilot and observer from Pilots for Christ, Virginia's chapter, flew a survey of the Saxis area, taking photographs of the community. Later that day, another team from Mercy Medical Airlift left Leesburg Executive Airport and flew a second mission over the same area. The Virginia Volunteer Pilots Group was formed in 2012 to allow general aviation pilots who wish to volunteer their aircraft and or piloting skills during times of emergency to do so effectively. Individual volunteer pilots are encouraged to join nonprofit aviation organizations that are members of the Virginia Volunteer Pilots Group in order to participate in the program and assist their fellow citizens. Members of the VVPG are ready to assist the Virginia Department of Emergency Management in times of crisis, such as with Hurricane Sandy, and the group is awaiting future calls requesting their services. It is anticipated that they may soon be transporting individuals who will work on reconstruction projects needed in the Tangier Island area, which is only accessible by boat or aircraft. China's new J-31 stealth fighter reportedly flew for 11 minutes on Wednesday, according to reports from that country's state-run media, Deployment of the airplane is still likely years away. The French news service AFP reports that according to the Canwa Information Center, which tracks Chinese military developments, the J-31 is similar to the U.S.-developed F-35, but is, quote, inferior, end quote, in design. Andre Chang, the center's director and one of its military experts, told AFP that the new airplane seems to be more agile than the previously tested J-20, and its landing gear configuration appears to be designed for aircraft carrier operations. Chang said that the airplane would not be commercially viable, however, for at least 7 to 8 years. China has continued to increase defense spending, saying military outlays will top $100 billion in 2012. When Aero News continues, California pilots say, "Don't fence me in." A model airplane terror plot nets a 17-year prison sentence. And ALPA says, "It's only a movie, folks."
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
For 60 years, Aerosonic has been a leader in aviation products and equipment. From this heritage of quality and precision comes the next generation of standby instrumentation. The OASIS Multifunction Standby Display System is uniquely designed to be the most flexible and affordable system of its type on the market today. Check us out on the web at aerosonic.com.
Meet SAM, the first digital standby attitude module to provide attitude, altitude, airspeed, and slip information in an advanced 2-inch format. Pilots appreciate the intuitive interface. Installers love the flexible design. Visit flysam.com.
Aero News continues now for Monday, November the 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, there's a feud underway between the owner of the Leland Fly Fishing Ranch and pilots who use California's Sonoma Valley Airport, because ranch owner Josh Frazier has erected a solid log fence across the airport runway's safety overrun area. Sonoma pilot David Mace has placed a petition on the website change.org in an effort to build support for the removal of the fence. The petition reads in part, quote, "Josh Frazier, Leland Fly Fishing Ranch, with reckless disregard for public safety, erected a solid log fence obstacle across 65-year-old Sonoma Valley Airport's runway, 1735, safety overrun. The California Department of Transportation, Division of Aeronautics, wrote a letter in July 2012 pointing out the dangers, but Leland would rather argue through his attorneys if, in fact, the fence poses a danger. They want the public to be put at risk while they challenge DOT if a solid log fence will maim or kill a person should an aircraft roll out just a little too far. Please tell these aggressors, public safety first. Take down the fence to nowhere now," end quote. Well, Sonoma County reportedly fined the fishing ranch owner this summer for operating his facility without the required permits. The airport is privately owned and accepts no federal money, but is open for public use. It is frequently used by the county sheriff's helicopter, the California Highway Patrol aircraft, and the Reach Life flight. The petition currently has more than 600 signatures. After pleading guilty in July to charges of attempting to provide material support to terrorists and attempting to damage and destroy federal buildings with explosives, Massachusetts resident Rezwan Ferdows, age 27, has been sentenced to 17 years in federal prison. His plot would have delivered explosives to the U.S. Capitol or the Pentagon aboard a model airplane. Weapons such as grenades, machine guns, and plastic explosives were delivered to Ferdows by federal agents posing as members of Al-Qaeda. Those familiar with the plot and model airplanes have said that it would have been virtually impossible to deliver enough explosives using a model plane to substantially damage either of those buildings. And because the explosives and weapons were always under the control of those agents, the public was never in any danger. CBS News reports that both the prosecution and the defense agreed to the 17-year sentence. Ferdows' lawyer said that he was being treated for depression and anxiety a month before he was arrested. Fairdouse's mother told reporters after the sentencing that her son was innocent and that they should go, quote, investigate your government, end quote. Well, you've got to appreciate a mother's unconditional, even if blind, love for her son. The movie Flight, loosely based on actual events, has some harrowing, even if computer-generated, scenes of an airliner that at one point is flying upside down. While the plane lands and most everyone on board survives, the pilot is found to have alcohol and drugs in his system, and we know the ramifications of just such a situation. In a news release timed to coordinate with the opening of the movie, the Airline Pilots Association International says that viewers should remember that it's just a movie. The union press release says in part, quote, "We all enjoy being entertained, but a thrilling tale should not be mistaken for the true story of extraordinary safety and professionalism among airline pilots. Hollywood dramas can make riveting entertainment, and a compelling character study may sell tickets. But fiction on a movie screen does not represent a profession in the real world," end quote. Well, ALPA's point is well taken, but it all may be a bit much ado about nothing. As the LA Times reports, the movie Flight opened strong this weekend with $25 million in ticket sales. Still, that's less than its $31 million production budget and only half the sales of the weekend's top-grossing movie, the family-oriented video game drama Wreck-It Ralph. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now clear for departure.